There are plenty of museums across the country to visit, but it's fairly rare to find one that covers 40 acres. This one can make that claim, and perhaps it's only fitting that the size is large given the vast region it seeks to share with those who stop by. I'll take you there on this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
In 1982, a new museum opened in Bend, Oregon, to tell the story of the high desert region.
Initially, the museum was focused on the science and natural history aspect. We had animals from the outset. That's always been part of our DNA here at the museum.
Heidi Hegemeyer shares the story from the High Desert Museum in Bend, Oregon. Those animals are one of the top draws for all ages who come here.
All the species are native to the high desert region, and they range from fish to reptiles to some of the more charismatic animals you might think of, like porcupines and otters and a bobcat.
One of the goals is to tell the story of the region from deep into the past right up to the present day.
Well, certainly the native peoples have been here since time immemorial, and we have an exhibition dedicated to their stories called By Hand Through Memory. That's a permanent exhibition here at the museum.
One thing that makes this place unique is the breadth of items it covers and the space it uses to do so.
The museum is sited on 40 acres, so there's quite a lot to see, and there's walking paths outside. It makes for an immersive natural experience. So it's kind of a serene environment, and it's a fun space to explore.
In fact, you can explore an old sawmill and town buildings reminiscent of early logging days, see animals, historical exhibits, and items from the current day, all a part of a place that tells the story of the high desert. Traveling the countryside in Bend, Oregon, I'm Andrew McCrae.